In the fight against COVID-19, this is the government's expeditionary force. Mobile vaccination squads are fanning out to villages across northern Greece, where infections and misinformation run high. At the village of Mandalos, Maria Kourouktsidou is getting her first shot. She works at a local fruit canning factory with 250 people, some of whom refused to be vaccinated.
They didn't want to do it because of what they heard about a microchip being put inside you that controls you. That was the main reason.
Others think the vaccine is a financial hoax.
When a new vaccine comes out, they experiment for 10 years and then put it into production. That's how it usually happens. But as soon as this pandemic happened, they produced a vaccine so the multinationals could sell it. Am I lying?
Most don't believe such theories. In fact, at Mandalos, there aren't enough jabs to go round.
The first time they brought 40 shots. This time they brought 37, but we expect more.
Since early October, daily infections have tripled to about 6,000 and daily deaths to about 90. Government statistics show that 90% of these deaths are among the unvaccinated. To reduce deaths, authorities are trying to increase vaccinations. Dimitris Tsalikakis, the regional health director, is pairing up with mayors, priests and even football teams to ensure a good turnout for his vaccination vans and dispel myths surrounding the vaccine.
A lot of people came to the village square just to see what other people's vaccination would be like, because they had heard that you might get dizzy or fall over.
But the government is using the stick as well as the carrot. Starting in January, unvaccinated people over 60 will pay a monthly fine of $120, the first such penalty in Europe. The government's concern for older COVID sufferers stems from the fact that they are the most vulnerable to the disease. People 65 and over make up just 12% of COVID cases in Greece, but also half of all hospitalizations and 83% of deaths. The unvaccinated are being punished in other ways too. They're banned from indoor restaurants, bars, theatres and gyms, and have to present a 48-hour rapid test to enter banks, government buildings and non-essential shops. The idea is to preserve an open economy for the 62% of the population that is fully vaccinated. There's been a fourfold surge in vaccination bookings. The hope is that Greece will quickly close the vaccination gap with the rest of Europe. John Psaropoulos, Al Jazeera, Thessaloniki.